We're here for Women Who Lead, as you just heard, but there's lots of other things that are going on. It is the season. We're kicking it off, that's for sure. And it goes right through February. In fact, that's when we'll have our WJR Salvation Army Radiothon, February 25th. Major Timothy Meyer, General Secretary, Metro Detroit Area Commander, Regional Chief Operating Officer for the Salvation Army Eastern Michigan Division, has gotten up nice and early to join us this morning. Major Meyer, good morning to you.
Good morning, Paul W. Smith. Good to talk to you today.
good grab, Major. This is a big day. It starts off this morning with the Women Who Lead. It goes into later where we'll have the Hobnobble Gobble. I'll be emceeing that again with the master of Ooze and Oz, Tony Michaels, the Hobnobble Gobble presented by Ford. And, of course, tonight, 26,000-plus sparkling LED lights will descend over downtown Detroit with the lighting of the world's tallest red kettle. It is a festive occasion starting at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and I'm sure you're excited about it too, Major.
Oh, we are. We're so excited. We have a youth tent that will be open at 5 o'clock. And there's a place there for some light snacks, but also some activities for youth and their parents or their guardians to be there, take a selfie with some great decorations. And, of course, the lighting of that tallest red kettle right around 6:20, preceded by some music by a Salvation Army band. And we've got some great guests lined up to help us kick off not only lighting that kettle, but the official beginning of our bell ringing season.
Yeah, and it's important. We say it every year, it's more important than ever, but the reality is it's more important than ever every year. But now, with the pandemic, you have to understand how critically important it is that we answer the call of those bells that are being rung by a variety of people. I've done it myself in the past.
Yes.
It's especially important to try to put some folding money into those kettles. And I know it's important to you, Major Timothy Meyer. It's important to David Lewis, president of AT&T Michigan and the 2021 Red Kettle Christmas Campaign co-chair, along with Herman Moore, the founder and CEO of Team 84, president of Tackle Life Foundation, and again, 2021 Red Kettle Christmas Campaign co-chair. It's going to be a lot of fun. You know, you mentioned the Salvation Army band. It's the for the rest of us, it's the Salvation Army Brass Band, and I have many of their CDs, and they're very good, and we've played their music before on this very show. So you've got some wonderful entertainment, and it will warm the cockles of your hearts, no matter what the temperature is out there, seeing this truly spectacular sight of the world's tallest red kettle lighting up the city skyline. We mentioned 26,000 sparkling LED lights. And it's just a wonderful beacon and reminder, Major Timothy Meyer, of the work that you do for the Salvation Army Eastern Michigan Division every day, year-round.
Yes, yeah, and you're aware of that. I know you've actually ridden on the Bed and Bread truck. You have seen personally and participated with that goes on year-round. And it's important to realize that, of course, the money that goes into those kettles and that is donated online, mailed in, goes to help provide more than 2.4 million meals year-round, but also sheltering folks. We're the largest shelter system in the state of Michigan, in fact, larger than all the other shelters combined. And just at Christmas time, around 205,000 toys and gifts.
Do we say
were given for seniors and children last year. Yes.
It is astonishing to see the kind of accomplishment that you have made, and all the volunteers and all the people part of the Army, the Salvation Army, Eastern Michigan Division. And, you know, the Red Kettle and the people ringing the bells have had its ups and downs. I know. I've been out there, and you and I talked about it, ringing the bells with Bill Emerson from Quicken, who we did a great job. I have to say, tell the truth, we were out there ringing our bell. We were ringing our bells off, and
I still hear them.
And I got to tell you that we've turned the corner in terms of people understanding the importance and not giving us a bad look or having any complaints at all, because they understand the need is great. They understand and embrace what the Salvation Army is doing. I want you to call 877-SAL-MISH, 877-SAL-MISH, or visit them online at salmish.org, salmish.org. The campaign is underway, and tonight's the night. Get there about 4 or 5. Salvation Army is going to perform for you with the Salvation Army Brass Band and then the lighting of the world's tallest red kettle. I think you said about 6 o'clock. Major Timothy Meyer, I've got other duties at Hobnobble Gobble, but I'll be there in spirit, sir.
Well, thank you, and thank you for your support, and especially those of the WJR family and all your listeners that do a tremendous job in helping us march on with hope this year.
The most generous listeners in all of radio. God bless you. Keep up the good work, Major.
Thank you, and Lord bless you too, Paul W.
Major Timothy Meyer, General Secretary, Metro Detroit Area Commander, Regional Chief Operating Officer for the Salvation Army Eastern Michigan Division.